This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Keokuk says a couple factors played into the decision against salvaging items from a more than 125-year-old church that was demolished this week. Crews started tearing down the former Unitarian Church Wednesday morning and finished up Thursday morning by bringing down the tallest steeple. City Administrator Aaron Burnett says the red front doors and some stained glass windows were not saved before demolition began because of concerns about the building's condition.
The structure just kept becoming more dangerous, you know, honestly, by the week. And so I think getting people inside that building to do any sort of salvage work was becoming more and more concerning.
Burnett says another factor was the cost. The city hired Keokuk contractors to tear down the building for roughly $175,000 without salvaging anything. Burnett says a company from outside the area included salvage in its bid, but he says the company wanted an additional $40,000 plus the rights to all of the salvaged items. Burnett says since taxpayers are footing the bill, the city council chose to take the lowest bid. He says the city could try to recoup some of the expense by placing a lien on the land. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.